Good morning. We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we've been previewing the upcoming legislative session this week. We've heard from some of our representatives, and today I'm glad to have from the 51st District in the House of Representatives, Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego. Good morning.
Good morning.
Certainly a pleasure to have you on. And I understand things are getting kind of in gear here for the January 11th start date for the session, including we understand that committee assignments have been announced and some change-ups for you.
Yes. I was notified a week ago that they've created a new committee called Water, and they've asked me to chair it to try to streamline the entire water system across the state, and they've given me 2 years to do that. So that means I was taken off of the Ag Committee. I retained my membership in the conference, the Commerce Committee, and then reassigned to also the Tax Committee. So that'll be it. And to piggyback on what you just said, I just got off of a Zoom meeting with the speaker. All the chairs were meeting to discuss how the new session might look. One of the big changes is that the floor, the House chambers will be off limits to outsiders. And about half the seats have been removed. And so the galleries will be open for all the legislators to spread out throughout the building, so that when we do have to vote, we will be at least 6 feet apart. That's one of the major changes. The rest of them, we're still working on how the committees are going to work, but we will get it sorted out, and I'm sure there'll be some hiccups in it, but we're going to do the best we can starting January the 11th.
It'll be interesting to see how that all that works. And of course, you guys had to shut down last year, and it was a little early. And we didn't know a whole lot about COVID-19, but now we know a little bit more. Just knowing that, knowing what you know now versus last year, how easy of a transition do you think this will be?
People have gotten used to some of the restrictions and their movements and so forth. I don't think it'll be that bad. There will still be those folks in my age group, for example, that will be hesitant to go into crowds, those type of things. And so we're looking to accommodate all of those concerns. I think it'll work. Will it be 100% safe? No, but nothing ever is. But we're going to do the best we can, because the Attorney General has said that we have, by the Constitution, we have to meet in Topeka. And he also added to that, we also have to be in person to vote in the same location, or it will not be constitutional and be subject to lawsuits. So we have to be very careful and do what we have to do to get the state's business done.
Yeah. Well, no question about that. That's important. And as far as you said limiting outsiders from coming in, how will that affect the press that covers the legislature at the State House?
Well, that was discussed this morning also, and that has not been resolved yet. They're talking about maybe doing something like what they do at the federal level. They will rotate representatives from the press, maybe allow one in along with a cameraman or whatever, and rotate them, and they share that information with the other news outlets. That has not been solved yet, but we cannot close the press out, and it's whatever risk they're willing to take also. So we'll see how that works out, but they will be involved as always.
All right, that's good. Well, as far as the agriculture is concerned, was that a disappointment for you not being able to serve that on that committee again?
Well, yes and no. Yes, because I did enjoy it, and we were having a good time. We were coming up with some good solutions to problems. Also, but no, because I've been given a new challenge, and I like a challenge, and this one is a big one. And I've been given some good committee members. I was looking at some of the information. Part of it's my own fault, because I made an issue of water to a lot of people, and the speaker took up on that. There are 16 different agencies or offices, if you want to call them that, that are involved with water. That's state agencies. Then you add in at least 5 federal agencies. And it's just a mishmash and difficult for anybody to understand. I've looked at it for 3 or 4 years now, and I'm just now getting to the point where I kind of understand it. So the big part of the committee meeting will be, for a length of time, will be education, getting up to speed on what it's all involved. It'll be fun.
All right. Will that have to do anything with, like, the rivers and such, like the Republican River, any issues with that?
Absolutely. Everything's going to be on the table. There are lawsuits with Nebraska over water in the Republican River. And then we're looking at the Big Blue, where the dams are being filled in with silt. You name it. Everything is on the table. It will be a long process, but an interesting one.
All right. Don't envy you, because that sounds really hard. Well, as far as other things to look forward to here in the upcoming session, obviously you're a member of the Commerce Committee. Budgets are going to be something that are looked at, I'm sure, quite significantly here, especially amid the pandemic. We haven't seen the revenue losses maybe that we initially anticipated, but who knows what's coming here in the first quarter of 2021.
Right. Absolutely. Well, because the U.S. Congress passed this new bill and sending more money down the pike, I don't think we will see the big dip that we anticipated, because that will be buffeted by those monies coming in. But at some point, that money is going to stop. So let's say it's end of June. At that point, we're saying the 2021 budget looked okay. We got by, we got through it okay. But after that date, the 2022 budget is going to be a nightmare, because we have all the folks that were receiving money not working in some cases, in a lot of cases actually, and they were buying. Well, that's going to stop. So we'll look at a decrease in sales tax. Income tax will go down, because they're not receiving all that money again. It's going to be interesting how many businesses have survived. Some estimates say that 25% will not come back, and that's really frightening. And anyway, it's going to be very, very difficult. And as you stated, it will be looked at very closely, and that will be a lot of the conversation. And then there will be a push to raise taxes. Well, unfortunately, that is never solves the problem. And you try to tax people that have been beaten down for so long, and there may be an uprising somewhere. And a lot of people lose their seats in the House of Representatives and the Senate. So we don't want to do that. That's not a good move. But we will have to look at trimming. And the Constitution says we can't touch education. The Supreme Court has told us that. And that's over half our budget. So who's going to get trimmed? That will be the big debate and the big fight.
We have a caller here who's got a question or a comment. So I'll put them on here real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
I hope if you're sitting on the water board that you can talk to them about hardening the power to our rural water, so that if we have a solar flare or an event, the power will still be available for the rural water as well as the urban water. But with your tax problems, you know that medical marijuana and recreational marijuana is a tax engine, as well as those marijuana nonviolent prisoners that are subjected to the C-19 now. And they cost us $35,000 each a year. We could give them free, release them and give them free college education with that money, and create other economic engines for taxation. Thank you for being there.
Thank you for those comments. I will not be on the water board. That is something we're going to look at, the membership on that and the authorities that are given to all these different groups. That will be looked at very closely. And as you're stating, of importance is to ensure that the water supply is consistent and reliable. Yes, that's very important. As for all the other, the Judiciary Committee is looking at reducing the penalties for minor offenses such as marijuana possession. As far as going beyond that, I don't know. The session is going to be difficult to get through because of the logistics. How many bills we're going to be get done is unknown at this time. We're going to do our best. But those are two things that we will be looking at closely. Thank you.
All right. I've got to take a break, but we'll come back more with Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego after this on News Radio KMAN.